I feel like we're having issues with Zoom all of a sudden.
Out of nowhere.
In our episode of How to Podcast, we are unable to podcast.
We can't podcast, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, man. Can you believe it's been a whole year almost?
I know. It's crazy.
Like, I feel like we just started this podcast.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, like 4 months ago.
Yeah, it's a whole nother world where we started.
And on the 19th, it's going to be one full year.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, man. Okay, are you ready to talk about this stuff?
Let's do it.
All right.
This call is now being recorded.
Katie.
Bill.
I thought they were fixed. They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
next? He can kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie
and Candace, and this is,
well,
we tried.
Nice.
Oh, I don't think that'll ever not be awkward.
Welcome back to a very, 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 very special episode of Well, We Tried.
We're very excited.
We are very excited. And
this is a big milestone for us.
It really is. It really, really is. So you guys are probably wondering, like, okay, why is this special? Like, aren't all your episodes special? Yes, they are. But this one is super duper special because
it's our 1 year anniversary. You get a car.
I wish. That'd be so cool. Who are you, David Dobrik? Yes. This is our 1 year anniversary, and you guys are listening to this on our actual 1 year. So this is coming out on the day of, on the day of the day. This is coming out on Monday, which is today, which is also a year ago, the day that we posted our very first episode. I believe it was episode zero, quarantine.
Oh, did we name it zero?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, we were newbie babies. We didn't know.
For real. And to think that people are still in quarantine around the world.
Yeah, and by people, the United States.
I mean, I feel like Europe's all closing down. But they're closing down because, like, the new strand, whereas America hasn't gotten together, like, figured it out from the first one yet. People are still fighting about the vaccine. Like, we can never agree or just on anything.
That's America.
I love it.
But we wanted this episode to be kind of like a 1 year tell all, I guess, on how to start a podcast. If you guys are interested in starting a podcast, or if you just want to know, like, really, you could apply any of these pieces of advice to starting any type of business, podcast, YouTube channel, whatever. But
even if you're just curious about, like, what goes into making a podcast, because we definitely don't want to, like, keep that stuff from people. Like, I feel like that's not fair to, like, not give our, it's not like we have a bunch of secrets, but we have trials and errors, and I don't think it's right to, like, not share it with people. Because I find that super annoying when I want to know how to do something or, like, where somebody got something and people won't tell you. And maybe because I have flashbacks from elementary school with that, when these two girls had the multicolored colored pencils and they were so pretty and I wanted them too. And I asked and they refused to tell me where they got them.
Oh, those bitches.
I can't stand it. I eventually figured it out, but then I didn't want them then. You know what I mean? It was too late. So I'm always happy to share and help people.
So Katie will never gatekeep any information that she has.
No.
Okay. So me and Katie kind of just thought of a few pieces of advice that we want to share with you guys. This is not everything you need to start a podcast. This is not like podcasting 101 either. These are just things that we kind of were like Katie was saying earlier, like, it would have been nice if we had known this when we first started, or if someone would have said, okay, this is what's going to happen. And so we could expect it.
Yeah.
But we are going to give that to you so that if you're thinking about it, this is, you're, like, not, like, thrown into the Wolf's Den.
Yeah. Some kind of plan.
Yeah. Okay. So the first piece of advice, which is really important because it's like the piece of advice I feel like you need to listen to like right before taking that jump into starting, is that you will never be 100% ready to start anything, really, like a business, a podcast, YouTube channel, blog, whatever. Like, you're never going to feel 100% ready. Like, okay, I know everything I need to know. I'm 100% ready to do all of this. Like, never. I've never met someone. I didn't feel that way. I'm sure Katie didn't feel that way. And the longer that you tell yourself, like, oh, I'll do it when I'm ready, or I'll do it when I got this, or I'll do it when I buy this, or buy this, blah, 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 you will just continuously put it off.
Yeah.
For years. And that's kind of the case of me and Katie.
And if you think about it, just do it and you can always continue to improve.
Yeah.
And you're going to improve usually naturally. Like, you'll just get better as you get used to it. So it's like, just start it.
Just
it's like blank canvas. What do they call it? It's like some of the artists about the blank canvas, where it's like they get really nervous about making that first mark.
Yeah.
Yes, but once you do it, you're golden.
Exactly. And everyone, there's no one that like joined anything or started anything and were successful like right off the bat. Like, you're continuously learning, you're continuously growing. And so just taking the first step, even just recording your first episode and and posting it, and then maybe after you recorded like two or three, you go back and you're like, I'm gonna archive that first one because that was absolute trash and I hate that. Okay, that's fine. But you had to do that in order to get comfortable enough to film episode 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever.
Yeah, right? Even recording was hard for us. I think we felt really awkward about it and it was like weird. And I remember we were reminding ourselves, be like, we don't have to post it. Like, we don't have to publish this. We just like, let's just record it and get used to it. Do you remember that? We like re-recorded the intro, like our introduction part, like multiple times. Yeah. So awkward about it.
It was really, you are the controller of what gets put out into the universe, I guess. And that's really good. And because you can do, like, if you put some shit out there, you could take that shit back. Well, podcast wise. But also, if you allow your fears and your anxiety and everything to take over, you're the one stopping yourself from putting things out there.
You got to try it to know.
Yeah. You'll never be ready. So just like, go for it. Do it.
Yeah.
And also, there's weird freaking people on the universe who, even if you're talking about the most strange thing, you're like, no one's going to listen to this podcast. Blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, trust me, there is someone who is going to find your podcast, even if it's just one other listener who's going to be like, this is really cool. I really like this podcast.
And think about how happy they would be. They'd be like, there's none of this stuff out there. And I finally found one.
It's your biggest fan right there.
And that kind of goes into the point why you are recording. Remember that things can be edited out. Like, that was a big thing for me. I found myself talking really fast while we were recording. And I think I was just getting like, I get sweaty. Like, I don't know if that happened to you, but I get kind of sweaty and like nervous. But like, I wasn't nervous because I was just talking to you. But because the audio was being recorded, but you have to remember it's not live.
Yeah.
And things can be edited or, worse comes to worse, re-recorded, which we have done numerous times. We didn't like the way it sounded. Like, it's okay, but like, just take a deep breath, you know?
Yeah.
And if you have to pause and like, just be like, okay, I just need a second, and then just keep going, like, that's fine. Nobody's going to know those awkward pauses are there.
Yeah. Edit those out. You want to sound as authentic and genuine about whatever you're talking about as possible. And sometimes, this happened to us in like a few of our first episodes, the ones that we didn't post. We sounded almost like newscasters, like anchors.
Yeah.
Because we, in our heads, we had a vision. We had like a hallucination of what we thought podcasts should sound like. Instead of just like adding our own voice and our own characters, we were trying to like portray people who are like super professional and like know their shit. And like, we clearly do not. And a lot of the times the things that we're saying are just like, you know, maybe we do put some thought into it, but it's not like anything where we're, you know, writing full paragraphs on why, whatever. Like, these are our genuine thoughts and our genuine emotions that you guys hear every week. So, like Katie said, if you find yourself like, oh my God, this sounds so bad. Like, okay, just say, hey, editor, or if you're your editor, like, just give yourself a little memo, like, hey, cut everything that I just said and I'm going to start again. And then just start again and keep doing that until you find a way that you're like, okay, that sounds more like me.
Right. And think about the image that you're wanting to present to your audience. Like, how are they wanting, how are you wanting them to view you? Because with Candace and I, we wanted, when people were listening to our podcast, we wanted to feel like they were hanging out with us. Right. Like, we're all having like this conversation, hanging out, and like, we're friends. Like, that's how we wanted our listeners to feel, like they're just hanging out with their friends. And maybe your podcast, depending on the content, is a little bit more newscastery. Like, you're just kind of relaying this information or whatnot. That's fine. But it's like, you have to think about, like, what are you, if you were on the other side of it, what would you want to hear? What would you want your listeners to hear and feel?
Yeah. Is
and that means don't worry about your freaking voice.
Yeah.
That's the first thing people think when they go, oh, I could never do a podcast because I don't like the sound of my voice.
Yeah. That, like, is one point that I think is super important to make. You will always find your voice somewhat like awkward or like some way in shape or form you hate it. That's just because it's your voice. And so you're going to be like, ew, that sounds gross. Ew, I hate them. Like, you're always, I could probably ask any podcaster right now, like, do you just love the sound of your voice? And they'll be like, not really, but you're used to it. Mm-hmm. And like me and Katie, we got used to hearing our voice because, you know, we just kept at it. So I could ask Katie right now, like, Katie, do you love listening to the sound of your voice every episode? Yeah. Like, it's like you slowly just get over it. And if you really think about it, you're always going to find it awkward. Like, yeah. it just becomes almost like second nature. Like, when I edit, I have to literally listen to myself and Katie like over and over and over again for certain parts of the episodes. And it's just natural to me to hear my voice now, like on a recording.
Well, and you also have to remember, and this is what helped me, is that's your voice. Like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, why would you be upset about it when it's like, there's nothing you can do about it? Just get over it and move on. Be like, this is my voice. Can't change it. Gonna just be happy with what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you could do like vocal cord surgery. I don't know.
Or you do like accents. Like, hello, my name is.
Hello, Gamna.
Hello, Gamna. I strongly advise you don't do that unless you can keep an accent the entire time.
That'd be impressive.
If
like a high rate, like rating podcast came out and they're like, oh, I'm actually Australian.
Yeah, the entire time.
That would be impressive. But I advise against that because that's a big commitment that you have to do and keep up.
Yeah, don't make it hard for yourself. Don't make it hard.
That's just like part of your act. I don't know. So once you've started your podcast, now it kind of gets down to, I guess, planning ahead, you know, like the nitty gritty, like the detail stuff, right? Like, most likely you're going to have a social media account like Instagram. It's very popular to have to share your podcast. And time management is very important with podcasts. Even outside of like Instagram and sharing your podcast, you and I have tried multiple different things. Like, we would write episode notes, right? Like, they'd be super detailed and like planning for what we're going to do. And sometimes we wouldn't follow it. Sometimes we would, or like even for the Instagram planning, like the post that you're going to post that week. I remember when we started out, cause I was doing a lot of the Instagram, I would be like that day, I would be like searching for like an image or like a quote or something to post, or when the audio and the episode would come out and I'd have to do the audio post that day, I would be like making the whole thing like from scratch every single time. And it would take me hours. And then I started on every Sunday, I would plan my entire week and it was game changer. Mm-hmm. You got to manage your time. It's key.
It is.
You know, your stuff's going to end up sloppy, like thrown together. It's not going to hold as much meaning or stick to your purpose of the podcast. And people are going to see that and they're going to hear that.
Yeah. Okay. First, I think it's important to figure out how big of a priority this is. If your podcast is just like something that you do once in a blue moon, it's just like a hobby, you just like to record yourself, you know, then that's fine. But if you're wanting this to have a bigger priority, then you, like Katie said, you have to have some type of schedule that at least, even if it's a loose schedule, something that'll keep you accountable for the things that you have to do. Very seldom do podcasts not have some type of social like platform.
Yeah.
That is a really good way to like market your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So like planning the IG post, like Katie said, something as simple as like making your feed on your Instagram match the vibe or the texture of your voices and your show. If you're talking about me and Katie, like if you guys go to our Instagram right now, which you should, it's at Welp We Tried, you'll see that the color scheme and the feed and the theme of it kind of goes hand in hand with what we talk about and like our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So even something as simple that looks like that, it takes a long time. So like planning that out and having everything be cohesive and knowing what you're posting, when you're posting, how you're posting really goes a long way, because this way you're in the market for something, you go to the store and the store is completely disorganized. There's no signs anywhere. You don't know where you're going. You don't know like who's like, it's just like complete, like a mess. You'd probably turn around and you'd walk right back out of that store. Like, I'm not even going to deal with that. I'm going to go find it somewhere else. Right. Mm-hmm. Same thing when you're presenting yourself, your podcast as a brand, it's important to have what Katie was saying, like a scheduled post, scheduled, you know, content, so that it's up there, so that when someone goes to your social media, they're like, wow, this is really put together. I see like, okay, I can listen to their sound clip, their sound bites. I can see like their post. I can see, you know, it's just more cohesively prettier, which I mean, it's 2021. Everything's about being pretty. If you're pretty,
your Instagram is like, you're saying with their personalities with our Instagram, the moment somebody clicks on your profile, they should be able to tell what your podcast is about very quickly.
Mm.
That's within your name, within your logo, and within your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And your color schemes. They should have like some kind of idea or understand like the niche that your podcast is.
Yeah.
Before they even click on episode one.
Mm-hmm.
You should have some kind of idea. Is this for me? Is it not for me? I might be interested in this. That whole thing. So keep that in mind as well.
And in order to get to that point, you have to plan it out. Like, we don't want to sound like planner Nazis, but having something that says like, you know, okay, on Sundays, I'm going to make all the content I need for that week. And then throughout the week, all you have to do is post, you know, the content out. Something even as simple as that will go a long way versus, you know, off the wall, just like, oh, this looks cool, let me post it. But then like you don't post again for another 2 days, and then you post randomly, and it's like not even because like cohesive with everything else. And like, no,
the thing is, you want to be consistently popping up on people's feeds, and they want to be able to consistently see you and know that you're always there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you go into our Instagram and you scroll all the way down, you will see that we've changed kind of like our aesthetic, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
It's changed over time. And that's okay. That's okay if you start with one thing and you end up develops into something else. That just means you're growing as a content creator. And that's totally okay. And I think people even like that. They go, wow, look where they started and look where they are now. Like, it looks good. Because it means that you're just bettering yourself.
Time management is probably the second biggest thing that you have with the podcast. If you're wanting this to be something more in the long run for you, you have to dedicate time to perfecting your craft.
Well, I can even imagine as you being the person who's editing these episodes, how important time management is.
Oh yeah.
Time.
Yeah. And to, if I'm being completely honest, sometimes I don't have good time management. So then it is even more stressful when I sit down, I'm like, oh my God, I need to edit this. And because of my lack of time management, now it's like, I have to edit this. And this is something I have to do. But if I would have done it, you know, maybe on Saturday, then I wouldn't be so like high strung or stressed right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So time management is super important. Just like you put time into doing anything else, any other hobby, podcasting is the exact same thing. Yeah. You know, you're just recording, you're recording a conversation or recording a monologue if you do it by yourself, and posting it. But there's a lot, if you want it to be successful, there's a lot of other things that go into it that need to have its own space in your schedule.
And keep in mind, like, this is considered content creating. So the amount of work that you put into it, it will show.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when someone has put in an enormous amount of work versus just like half-assing it.
Oh, yeah. we've even like there's been some episodes where like we even after like editing I would call Katie and be like, this is not it. This
we're feeling it. Yeah.
This was, you could tell in our voices and the way we carry the conversation that it was just not. And that might not have anything to do with time management, mm-hmm. but still, like half-assing, I guess.
And with that, it's okay because we would take breaks. A lot of times when that would start happening with our episodes, we'd be like, let's just like not have an episode this week. And it would be huge. It would feel so nice. Mm-hmm. Next week, we would be like on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to take some breaks. I mean, yes, it's important to be consistent, but in the end, it's your podcast and you can do whatever you want. And if you need a break, take a break.
Yeah.
Because if the quality of your work will get better after a break, then take a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be consistent, but if you're consistently putting out crap, then what's the point of being consistent?
Right. Like, don't have a burnout.
Yeah.
You don't have a burnout.
Yeah. Having that flexibility to adapt to whatever situation you're in when podcasting is really huge. There's going to be times where you go on vacation and you can't put an episode out, and maybe you didn't plan to do something, so you didn't pre-record anything. Or like me and Katie, we're two different individuals with two different lives, with two different responsibilities and two different jobs and two different schedules. And so there could be a time where we can't meet on our scheduled filming days for whatever mm-hmm. reason. And so having that flexibility of like, okay, you know, when can we do this? Or okay, do we just not post an episode this week? Like, I know sometimes people get so stuck on, and if you're one of these type of people, then you know I'm talking to you, but they get so stuck on like, if this is a routine, we have to do it.
Right.
Like if we record every Wednesday, we have to record like through a storm, through hospital visit, like, I don't care. We need to record. Like, you know, there's people like that who get so stuck in their schedule. And I think that's great for other aspects in your life. But as far as mm-hmm. podcasting, that could be very harmful, because if for whatever reason you can't record that day, you need to be able to just be like, okay, mm-hmm. it's not going to happen. Either you're sick, you're not feeling it mentally, physically, you have other things to do.
Yeah.
And just say, okay, yeah, plan for when the next time you can record, mm-hmm. And being able to just like be okay with not posting.
Yeah.
Because it's okay to not post every once in a while.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. It's not like you're the boss. There's not like anyone that you have to answer to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think unless you're like under a big studio and like this is your full-time job podcasting.
Yeah.
You're listening to this. But if you're in a full-time job, then I think it's a little different. But yeah, like if you're starting out, like you make the rules. You are the boss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that also brings me to a really important point that I want to make. Mm-hmm. So one of the great things about podcasting is that it could become your full-time job, which is great. And I think people who have podcasting as a high priority, mm-hmm. I think they work towards making this something that they could do full-time.
Yeah.
At least that's something that me and Katie are interested in and we're striving for. Mm-hmm. with like the podcast in the studio and everything like that. But I think it's really important if you're going to start a podcast show that you do it because you have a passion for whatever you're talking about, or mm-hmm. you love whatever you're talking about, or you feel like it's super important to talk about whatever it is that you're going to talk about, your topic or, you know, the theme of your podcast, and let the money be like a secondary, like the icing on top.
Yeah.
The cake itself is that you get to present to the world something that you love, something you're passionate about, something you care about. And the mm-hmm. icing on top is that you could also get paid to do that.
Right.
I think when it's reversed, people can hear the insincerity and like the ingenuine tone, I think.
Yeah. I think at least. I agree. Don't let money be your main goal that you're striving for.
Yeah.
Because it's just not fun.
I feel like you'll have more success in the long run if you like what you're doing. Like, yeah, you could be like, oh, no one's talking about this, and like maybe you don't have a lot of interest in it, but you're like, oh, I bet you I could get this sponsor and this sponsor and this sponsor if I talk about this. Yeah, that's great, but in the long run, you're gonna fucking hate that because you're gonna be talking about shit that you don't like to begin with. So at least if no one listens to our podcast, and me and Katie, like all of our listeners, just decide like this is not what we want to do, as long as we enjoy what we're doing and we still like putting episodes out, then we can continue to make, you know, continue what we tried.
Yeah, and that's something that we actually talked about starting the podcast. We had said we will always do this because we are having fun and we are enjoying it. And the moment that we are no longer enjoying it anymore, then we maybe will quit.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly like staying in check with each other, like making sure that like, are you still having like a good time? Like, or is this just like, if I came to Kansas, I was like, this is just stressful. It's too much for me. I just don't think I can do this anymore. Like, it's not bringing joy or it's not benefiting my life. Then we would probably discuss maybe not doing it anymore. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
As long as we're still enjoying it, let's still do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
And you'll find more people. Like, passion is contagious. And if you are passionate about something and people can hear that in your voice, they might not be 100% sold on whatever you're talking about, but mm-hmm. they might listen to the entire thing because they're like, there's no way this girl loves this thing so much. Like, yeah. I just need to listen to her. But if you're not passionate about what you're talking about, then people will be like, bye. Like, you don't care. I don't care. Like, why would I spend 30 minutes listening to you talk about stuff that you don't even care about?
That's true. People can hear if you're genuine or not.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know. They'll sniff it out.
There's so much more. And if you guys are serious, this episode might be a shorter episode just because
mm-hmm.
there's only so much advice we can give you. But if you guys are serious about starting a podcast and you are kind of like wanting to ask questions or, you know, pick our brains a little bit, please feel free to DM us on Instagram, like, hey, I'm thinking about starting a podcast and I actually kind of don't know or like what to do or like what mic do you use, blah, blah, blah. Like, just DM us any questions because we would be happy to answer and help. Like Katie said in the beginning, we're not trying to gatekeep any information. We can literally send you the links to our microphones if you want, because there's enough money for everyone. And two, we found a lot of joy doing this. And if someone else thinks they would find joy doing this too, then like, why would we not want to help with that? Like, that's kind of like bullshit.
Yeah, and that way you're not like, I mean, you'll still be Googling and YouTubing things.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we did a lot. But hopefully, like, this can help you. This is mainly, like, what to expect, right? So people are going to tell you, you'll find on, like, WikiHow and stuff, like, how to start a podcast. They'll be like, come up with a niche name. Do this, like,
yeah.
Technical things. But the stuff that nobody tells you is, like, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, what to expect once you've, like, decided to start a podcast. It's like the passion of it and the hard work and the time management. I didn't see those tips anywhere online.
Yeah. I saw how to create an Anchor account.
Yeah.
Which we love because Anchor is sponsoring, so it's fine.
That's an ad already in this episode. Keep listening.
But also on the flip side, if you are like, okay, I want to start my podcast, but you're like, I just don't know like how to kind of do that, or like I would need more assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Katie also have a media studio. So just a little shameless plug. Yep. Daydream Media Studio is a media studio that me and Katie basically created for this exact purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of figured everything out on our own, but then we were like, why don't we like create a place, a virtual space where content creators could create whatever they wanted to create, but then like had the resources and support to do whatever it is that they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so thus Daydream Media Studio was born. And so if you are looking to start your own podcast and you're like, I don't have a mic, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know that I really want to start a podcast. I know, blah, blah, blah. Then you should definitely reach out to this media studio. So you can DM the media studio at Daydream Media Studio, or you can go to the website, daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And there under one of the tabs, it'll say join the dream team. If you click on that, it'll open up a form. You fill out that form and it'll get you in contact with our director of outreach and growth. and she will kind of go over like your responses and then like everything else from there. And like, you know, we won't spoil all the surprises for you, but that is something that you could do. Me and Katie are super big on helping, assisting, supporting in any way that we can for other people to kind of have this joy that we found, whether it's any content creation. It doesn't have to be a podcast. It can be a blog. It can be a YouTube channel. It can be a podcast. It can be like any type of content creation. We would love to support. Yeah. Please be ASMR, because I would love to talk to you.
Basically, we created something we would have loved to have had when we were starting out. And if you are still interested at the end of this episode of starting your own podcast, or you just have more questions about it, keep a lookout, because very, very soon, Daydream Media Studio is actually creating a Facebook page of just a podcast community page to join. And there you can get questions answered. You get tips, advice, people, podcast supporting podcasts, people supporting people. We would have loved a community like that when starting out. So we wanted to create that for other people who were trying to start out, or who even have existing podcasts or existing content creations, right? So keep a lookout for that, because we're going to be posting about that very, very shortly. And you can always join that. And that could also, we'll have tips and things there posted to help people as well.
Yes. So there's plenty of resources that we've gathered that we would love to share with you guys. We don't want this to be a 7-hour episode, because one, we don't want to do that. Two, I don't want to edit that. Three, like, you don't want to listen to that. But there is more information out there. There's more information that we have. So if you're serious, DM us and pretty much any account, honestly, fuck it. Like, you can even DM us on our personal accounts. I don't care. We would love to help support you. This also just isn't like a whole, like, join our team. If you want to start your own podcast and you don't want to join Daydream Media Studio, that's fine too. We would still love to support you as a podcast, that's great. I know starting a podcast, it's really nice to have support from other podcasts. We felt really happy when other podcasts would like comment on our stuff and, you know, like our stuff and things like that. So even if you have no intention on joining a media studio, that's fine. Still ask us questions, because we still want to help in any way that we can.
Yeah. And if after listening to this, it got you thinking and you're going to start a podcast, DM us and let us know. Because we want to know if, like, you're going to start a podcast. Maybe we'll give you a little shout out if this episode encouraged you.
But that's kind of all that we have for the most important pieces of advice, or the most important information that we think would have been nice to have when starting ours.
If you're listening to us on Spotify, make sure to follow us. Also on Apple Podcasts, make sure to follow or subscribe, whatever the option is now. I think they've changed it. And on Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star review, because it really helps us out and we want to know what you think.
Yes. And refer us to like 5 friends, just 5.
Do it right now.
Hurry, go.
Do it.
But other than that, we will talk to you guys next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And happy anniversary, Katie.
Hey, happy anniversary.
All right, bye.